Zak to Mishnah Baiter, Masech to Shabbos, Perik Zayin, Mishnah Dalet, Hamaisi Tevin. Now the Mishnah is going to give us some hands-on examples of different things, how much you have to carry in order to be Chayiv. Hamaisi Tevin, if someone takes out straw, now what do you do with straw? You feed cows with it. And therefore the shear is Kimaloi Pi Par. The shear is as much as would go into a cow's mouth. Kimaloi means to fill up, pee the mouth, para of a cow. Eitzah is something called bean straw, much harder to bite into. So in order to be chayev achatas for carrying that, how much do you have to carry to be chayev? Kimaloi, to fill up, pee the mouth, gomel of a camel. Vaitazak to Mishnah, what if someone takes out amir? Amir is the straw of ears of grain. It's a very soft straw. Who eats this? Smaller animals, lambs. So how much would you be chayiv? Kimaloi pi tle. If you take out as much as would fill up the mouth of a lamb. Asavim, grass, kimaloi pi gidi. As much as it would take up to fill up the mouth of a little goat. Vaitrazak the Mishnah. Ale shum, someone took out leaves of garlic. Alim are leaves, shum is garlic. Vi alev bitzalim, or leaves of onions. So it depends. Lachim, if they're soft and fresh, well, that's good for a salad. That's good for human beings. And therefore, there's a shear for food for human beings. How much is the shear to be chayiv if you carry it on Shabbos? The amount of a dried fig. Kigregeres. However, yiveshim, if they're dried, you're not going to put dry leaves into a salad. So what do you do with it? You feed it to your goat. And therefore, once again, the shear for the dried leaves would be kimaloi pigadi, as much as would go into the mouth of a little goat. The ein mitzdarfin zamzeh, they can't be combined one with another. You can't take a little bit of this and a little bit of that from the things we just mentioned in the Mishnah and say, well, together I have the shear, because you can't connect these two. Mipnei sheloi shavu, they're not equal b'shiureyen in their respective shiurim. How much eitzah do you have to carry to be chayib, to fill up a big camel's mouth? On the other hand, how much amir do you have to carry just to fill up the mouth of a lamb? So you can't compare, I have well, so much of this and so much of that, because they're on completely different tracks. That's when it comes to animal food. On the other hand, if you take out food that human beings can eat, so we said before, kigregeres, the shear is, it has to add up to the amount of a dried fig. If you do that, chayiv, you're chayiv. And over here we say, umitztarfin zeh im zeh, that you could connect one with the other. So suppose you took out a drop of water and a drop of cantaloupe, but together it's a kigregeres. Together it adds up to the amount of a dried fig, so you would be chayiv. Then they sheshavu, because they're both the same b'shiureyan. Whether it's cantaloupe or whether it's watermelon, it's human food, and therefore the shear is a dried fig. So it adds up to one shear, it's on one track, and therefore you can combine a little bit of this and a little bit of that. Now, either when you carry out food, just because I'm holding the size of a dried fig in my hand, that doesn't mean I'm chayiv yet. Because when we say carrying out food, it means chutz, with the exception of meklipehen, their shells, because you can't eat the shell. So if I'm carrying out a peanut, let's say that's less than a dried fig, or part of a peanut and has a shell on it, I don't count the shell, if only with the shell you have the whole dried fig. The garinean, it also doesn't include the pit. The ukutseyan, or the stem. The suban is the coarse bran that's sometimes mixed in to different types of food, umursanan, or the fine bran. Both of these things are things that fall off when you pound the wheat. They would pound the wheat to get it ready, and certain things fall off, and then they would sift the wheat. So certain things are supposed to be taken out. You don't eat it. So because most of the time you don't eat it, or as some understand that it's not something of any value, so if, let's say, you have a scoopful of the regular food mixed in with the suban and the mursin, and you only have a dried fig, if you add everything together, that's not called carrying, because you don't have a full dry fig full of regular food. Rabbi Yehuda says, chutz me klipe adashim, some shells do count. Klipe, the shells, adashim of lentils, shem is bashloi simon, because they're cooked with them. You see, when people cook lentils, they cook it without taking off the shells, and the peels are eaten. So it's considered part of the lentil, so therefore it counts up to the minimum of a shear of a gregaris. So let's quickly review what we learned in the last two Mishnais. We learned in order to be chayir for carrying something, it has to be something that people normally store it, and you have enough of it that people normally store it. That's when you would be chayiv a karb mechatas. If it's less than that, you would only be chayiv if you yourself store it. And the examples were, if a cow eats straw, so if you carry straw, whatever it takes to fill up a cow's mouth. Camels eat bean straw called eitzah. Lashon is eitzah from the Lashon eitz, like it's more tough. Whatever it takes to fill up the mouth of a camel. And you remember what lambs eat? The lambs eat the amir, the straw of ears of grain, which is soft. Kimeloi pitala, so whatever it takes up to fill the mouth of a lamb. And grass, whatever it takes to fill up the mouth of a goat, because that's what they eat, a kid goat. Do you remember what we said about the leaves of garlic or the leaves of onions? Well, we said it depends. If they're soft and fresh and you put it into a salad, the shear is as much as a dried fig, because that's human food, and that's the shear for human food. If it's dry, so it's something you would feed your goat, so the shear is as much as would fill up the mouth of a goat. We said in regard to the animal foods, you can't connect different ones to add up to the shear, because each have a different shear, but by human foods you can. And we also said, if you're going to carry out a human food and you're only chayiv, when I say human food, I mean food for humans, you're only chayiv if the food itself, the part that the person eats, adds up to the size of a fig. But if you're carrying something with a shell or with a pit and so on, let's say the stem or let's say the, you know, the core, the stuff that the person doesn't eat doesn't count. If you only have the shear of a dried fig with those things, you're not chayiv. Rabbi Yehuda reminds us that if it's something like lentils, which people cook in their shell and they eat it that way, so the shells would count to the shear of a dried fig.